We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Roy Williams Live, brought to you by Carolina Ford. Drive it like a Tar Heel. Drive it like a Ford. Check out the adventure-ready Ford Ranger at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Trusted choice independent insurance agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, official sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Live from top of the hill, this is Roy Williams Live. Here is your host, the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Welcome inside Top of the Hill Restaurant. We are in downtown Chapel Hill. It is a Tuesday, November the 19th edition of Roy Williams Live. My name is indeed Jones Angel, alongside the Hall of Fame head coach of Carolina basketball. We'll be here till 8 o'clock tonight talking Tar Heel hoops, and hope you can join that conversation. As always, a lot of ways you can join the show. 866-TAR-HEELS, the phone number. 866-827-4335. We have Keith in the studio tonight. Keith will take your call, get your question. He will relay that to us here at the restaurant. You can also put a question in the comment section if you're watching on Facebook Live tonight. Appreciate you guys joining us. And also, you can reach out via Twitter. It's at Jones Angel, as you know. Angel has two L's at the end. I'll be checking it throughout the show and can get your questions. We already have a bunch built up from today and previous weeks, but of course, we'd love some new ones. And Coach, great to see you again. I'm glad you're here with us. And Tar Heels have started the year 3-0, first time we've seen you since you guys have been in action. What are your thoughts so far on your team and this 3-0 start?
My first thoughts, are you tired?
A little bit.
Yeah, should be. Doing a show Monday night, Tuesday. You got anything going tomorrow night?
We have I'm with you guys in the Smith Center tomorrow night, but nothing here at Top of the Hill.
Okay. No, it's I've been doing well. Team's been okay if you just look at the one loss record. We need to play a heck of a lot better. We've been trying to push the envelope a little bit this week, trying to get a little more concentration on trying to run the floor. We want to play at a much faster tempo than we've doing. Do a little bit better job on the defensive end of the floor, guarding the basketball. Don't turn it over. And other than that, just everything. But those are the three things that we've been emphasizing more than anything else. And just finished practice a little while ago. Went home, picked up Wicked, Wanda, and Judy, and came up here. And I'm trying to think, good gracious, what day of the week is this? So it's, I think it was yesterday, I told Wanda last night, I said, why is somebody playing a football game on Tuesday? She said, that's because it's Monday Night Football. She said, they've been doing that for a few years. I said, oh, really? It was when I was in college is when that started. But so needless to say, basketball season, it's just, you don't have any idea what day it is, what month it is. You just go.
Coach, we talked to Coach Davis about this some last week, but certainly individually, Cole Anthony has been the story for your team so far. An impressive start to the year. 82 points in the first three games. He's the first Tar Heel since Tyler Zeller. By the way, Z did this in the first three rounds of the NCAA tournament in 2011, where
he put,
he put up 32, 23, and 27 in three straight games. But 82 total points in the first three games. Certainly, Cole has been terrific early on.
He has been, and the good news is I think he can get a lot better because his assist-error ratio is not good. It's 10-10. His defensive grade is positive, and in fact, of all the top seven guys, he's second on the defensive grading so far after three games. Garrison's first and Cole was second. But I think his assist-error ratio can get a lot better, and I think he can shoot the ball better now. Notre Dame thinks he shot it pretty well in that game, but I do think that he can shoot the ball at a much higher percentage than he is right now.
Coach, you mentioned that defense was something that you guys were working on. Your first three opponents, though, 65, 62, 61 points, none of those teams have shot better than 40%. Do you feel like your team is doing some things well on that side of things?
No. I mean, the reason they're scoring 65, 62, and that's because we're playing so slow ourselves. You know, if we're playing it fast, I don't care if they score 80, if we score 110 or something. But we really aren't anywhere near where we need to be defensively. The defensive grades are not as good. In fact, the who did we play last?
Gardner-Webb.
We had no defensive award winner in the entire team. So our defense grades aren't as good as they need to be. But at the same time, I'm hopeful that our pace of play will go a little bit better, and that may take away the legs a little bit of the other team and continue to hold their field goal percentage down.
Coach, hopefully we don't have to talk about this all season long, but health-wise, do you feel like your guys are getting any better?
I don't know. I mean, geez, we tried to play B-Rob yesterday and a little bit today, and I just have my doubts whether or not I'll play him any tomorrow night or not. I was hoping he'd get a game in before we went to Nassau, but I just don't know. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like to have B-Rob in the lineup. I think that experience and the ability to shoot the basketball as well as he did last year, if he could do that for us. Again, shooting 46%, I think it was last year, and do it with more attempts this year, I think that'd be great. So I think it's something that we could really use. But nothing else. Sterling's not practicing. Anthony and Jeremiah are doing some half-court stuff, but not anything full-court live. And so really not a lot else to say.
Coach, we did have a show last week. We were here with Coach Davis, and it got a lot of publicity where you were last Tuesday night. You ended up going to Chicago to see Coby White, and Coby responded with a terrific game and has played well since then. We had a couple questions about that as well, just how special of a moment that was for you.
Well, it was a great moment. It's not what I envisioned when I went there. I just wanted to see if I could get the little fella to relax a little bit because I think he was stressing out. I said, told most people he was one for his last 17 from three-point line, and that was the last three games, but he was really three for 26 in the last five games. And so I'd sent him a text and just felt like I always try to go see the rookies sometime during their first year. And when he went 0 for 6 on Saturday or Sunday, I told Wanda, I said, yeah, I've got to go on Tuesday night. And so talked to the Bulls and got tickets from John Paxson. And it ended up being me and Steve Robinson and Eric Coots, and Trevor went with us. And so we go up there, and Trevor found a great Italian restaurant that he knew. And so that started off the night really well. And we get there, and it was a great deal. I went in to say hello to Coach Boylan, their head coach. And he said, Coach, hold on just a second. He went around the locker room and got Coby and brought him in. He said, you guys stay here. And he walked out. Hmm. And, you know, and I asked Coby, I said, are you stressing some little fella? And he said, yeah. And I said, thought so. Just reading your body language and the text message and also looking at the things. And I said, technically, the only thing I'll tell you is that every time I see you miss, it's short. So get your legs into it a little bit more. But, son, you're Coby White. Just freaking be Coby, God almighty. Quit worrying about everything. Just be Coby and relax and get out there. If you miss one, it doesn't mean you're going to miss the next one. If you miss that one, it doesn't mean you're going to miss the next one. Just be Coby. And I said, you're good enough. I said, how many years you think you might play? 15? He said, that'd be great. And I said, okay, about 100 games a year. So that's 1,500 games, you're in 10 games into your career. If I were you, I'd really be stressing out too. You know, so we got him to laugh a little bit, and he goes out, and I'm really dying through the first three quarters because he's 0-for-4, I think, for the first three quarters. And start of the fourth quarter, I said, come on, Lord, let him make one. You know, I'm never coming back if he doesn't make any. And he made that one, and then he made the second one, and I turned to Steve, and I said, he may make a bunch now. And he, needless to say, did. He made seven, which was a Bulls record for one person in a quarter. But he really made an eighth one that they nullified because they called a foul underneath. And the crowd was chanting, Kobe. I mean, it was a – I got excited. Eric, Steve, Trevor, we were all standing up. It was a good moment because he's such a great kid. I mean, he's a big-time player, but he's Marvin Williams. He was just one of those guys that you'd take home and adopt him and everything. And you can't be a nicer person than he is. And so then I said, well, he's all right. You know, he scores 24 points or 23 points in the fourth quarter. I said, let's go. And I tried to wave at him, and we were going down this end. And then all of a sudden they had him on the court, and they were saying, where's Coach Williams? And he said, I think he's gone or something. She said, what, something? And so then I walked down, and it was a nice moment. I mean, I hugged him, and I bowed to him to start with. Anybody scores 23 in one quarter in the NBA. But it was a neat deal being there and a fun time. And after the game, I got a chance to say hello to him and again, and John Paxson was great. I mean, the Bulls have always treated me really, really well.
Coach, also last week, you may have seen this, King Rice, who, of course, the head coach at Monmouth, they played at Kansas State, and he, in a post game, got emotional talking about Bill Guthridge. Just very genuine, strong statements, it seemed like, about the Carolina basketball family, spanning from, you know, decades when we're talking about the different relationships that were on display.
Well, King was one of the guys that I helped recruit my last couple of years here, and just great young man who loved, enjoyed life, and sometimes a little over the line how he enjoyed life. But Coach Guthridge was great for him, and we've had conversations about his experience at North Carolina. And if you guys may remember when we played him here a couple of years ago, he spent the entire post game talking about our program and the brother that you feel like every time you turn around and see, you see a brother. You see somebody that's been with you forever. You see a family. And I told him I can't be his brother. I got to be his daddy or something like that. You know, I'm too old. But he said great things about us. And somebody sent it to me, and then I got to see it again sometime, I think it's night before last or something last night that they showed it over. But King is a guy that's doing a fantastic job with young people because there's not anything that they can talk about that he hadn't already done. Okay. And he's
learned from his mistakes.
Oh, right? Yeah. He learned from his mistakes a great deal. But just a wonderful guy, a wonderful competitive guy, a guy that I truly love. And unless Clint Walton screws it up or something, we'll be playing Monmouth next year, and it'll be King's 10th year at Monmouth.
Really neat for Carolina basketball, the family aspect on display in a lot of different ways. Lastly, there were no marketing ploys, no hashtags on that one. That was just real Carolina basketball family relationships over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and then some people, you know, the haters or whatever you want to call them, say, oh, well, he went up there just to go recruiting. We didn't go recruiting. We went up there to see Kobe because I was worried about the little fella. So,
Coach, I feel like you're really worried about what the haters have to say, right?
Yeah, that really bothers me a great deal. I really worry about that a lot.
That's right. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll address the haters. No, we're going to get to some questions and a lot of other stuff, including talking about those five Tar Heels that Carolina signed last week who will be freshmen next season. A reminder about the ways you can join the show, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Put a question in the comment section on Facebook Live or shoot me a tweet at Jones Angel. All coming up here over the next 45 minutes on Roy Williams Live from Learfield, IMG College.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. For great offers on Ranger, go to buyfordnow.com or visit your Carolina Ford dealer today.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
My lucky number? 500. I have 500 songs in my workout playlist, and my college application essay was exactly 500 words. But now I have a new favorite 500. $500 tuition. In North Carolina, three universities charge just $500 tuition per semester for in-state students. That's right, $500 tuition per semester at three state universities. Learn more at affordableeducation.org. Affordable college for everyone. Produced with U.S. Ed Gear Up grant funds awarded to the UNC system. P334S120003.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Come in today for our bold, craveable chicken supremes. At Bojangles, we believe chicken tenders should be full of flavor. That's why we don't serve chicken fingers, strips, or nuggets. We serve whole breast tenders with a one-of-a-kind spice you can only find at Bojangles. Our chicken supremes are the best. How else do you think they got their name? Hurry in for a chicken supremes combo with your choice of fixin', a biscuit, and a drink. Bojangles. It's bow time, y'all.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store. Plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Roy Williams live. We're coming your way from Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. Thanks so much for being with us tonight, no matter how you're joining us this evening. Reminder, Carolina in action tomorrow night. It is 8:30, the tip time between Carolina and Elon in the Smith Center. There are tickets available, can be purchased on GoHeels.com. The Clemson game, the BC game, Duke game, Virginia game, Wofford game, and Carmichael, those are sold out. There are still some tickets available for other home games, including the game tomorrow against Elon. GoHeels.com, the website, if you'd like to pick up some tickets. Also, tomorrow, a little special thing going on before the game tomorrow, and involves Brandon Robinson, of course, B-Rob, senior on Carolina, for a class project for Brandon for a communication class called Communications and Nonprofits. Brandon has organized an ask to bring non-perishable items to the game tomorrow night, which is part of the Battle for Atlantis event. It's the on-campus part of that event that Carolina will be playing. Brandon is working with Carolina basketball to donate the items that will come to the Smith Center tomorrow for hurricane relief programs, both in the on the Carolina coast and in the Bahamas. We know how much the Bahamas were devastated by Hurricane Dorian a couple of months ago. Carolina will then donate the items to the Children's Hospital in Nassau when they head down to the Bahamas. Fans are encouraged to bring items to the Smith Center. Collection bins are going to be located on the concourse. This is the only game that it's happening. So if you're coming to the Elon game, again, we ask you if you could bring a non-perishable item, baby, toddler supplies, non-perishable grocery items, cleaning items, personal items, and toiletries. Those kind of things are what we're hoping to gather so that Carolina can help out down in the Bahamas. So great effort organized by Brandon, and of course he's got the power of Carolina basketball behind him to help that out. Coach, I'm going to get to some questions. Okay. Big news last week with signing day, Carolina signing a class of five new Tar Heels. Wanted to address those five here before we take our next break, then get to questions. I'll just go through these guys alphabetically and hopefully get a thought or two from you on these guys. One, R.J. Davis, who's going to come to Carolina, 5'11 guard from White Plains, New York.
You know, R.J. is a scoring point guard, a really good shooter who can play off the ball as well, the leading scorer in Stepanak history. Through his first 3 years, they won a state championship his sophomore year. And I think, I haven't asked Cole this, but I think the team they beat to win the state championship was Cole's team.
Oh, wow.
at Malloy. I think that's what it was. But a unique kid. His dad's always been a North Carolina fan. And when we started recruiting him, and his father enjoyed it a great deal. And just a great family. His little brother's has a chance to be a big-time football player is what they tell me. And but RJ, again, has quickness and can shoot the ball. And it gives us some depth at the point guard spot as we can move forward, too.
Coach Donovan Puff Johnson, Cam Johnson's younger brother, 6'7" forward from Moon Township, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and Puff is a youngster, needless to say, that we've known for the last two or three years and has an ability to shoot the ball. Probably will, hopefully will be like Cam. He's going to be a late bloomer, going to get better and better and better. And, you know, Cam, that's what's unique about college basketball. Cam, Kenny Williams, and Luke May were all, you know, around the top 100 or top 150, but they were none of them McDonald's All-Americans. But Sweat gets involved, and those guys did a great job, and I think that'll be the same thing that Puff will give us too, and a great, great family, to say the least.
Coach, a seven-footer from Noonan, Georgia, Walker Kessler joining Carolina basketball next year.
You know, I don't know if he's seven-foot or not, but he's really big. I saw him play Saturday night. I went down to see him play Saturday night in a big-time game at Pace Academy in Georgia, in Atlanta. But Walker has, if you think about his skills, the best thing he does, he can really shoot it. Mm. And at 7 feet, you know, the way we trail, have the big guy coming in as a trail man at the end of secondary break, he's got a chance to get a lot of those. But has an ability to score, a wonderful family. His dad and his uncle both played at the University of Georgia. His uncle was Southeastern Conference Player of the Year. So basketball's been in the family, and we really enjoy Walker. It's a kid, every time I talk to him on the phone, I just end up laughing. But he's got a chance to be a big-time player for us.
Coach, two more. 6'3 guard out of St. Louis, another really highly recruited point guard for you, and Caleb Love.
Caleb is one of those attacking point guards. He can drive it to the basket and dunk on half the other team, and he also can run plays and shoot the ball. He's really highly rated, as you said, and enjoyed his visit here. Played with two guys that have been fairly successful, and they both came over to me and said, Coach, we got to get that guy. And that was Tyler Hansbrough and Danny Green. Mm. And so they liked him. And
pretty
I said,
good
well,
endorsement is there.
Well, I said, you know, I got him here for a reason. I mean, you know, we didn't bring him in just thinking he couldn't play. But really a tough kid, and athletically he's as good as anybody at the point guard spot.
Coach, one more young man who's been committed to you for a while now from the state of North Carolina, Dayron Sharp, big kid at 6'10".
Dayron is a big kid, and he's getting better and better and better. When he committed to us in his class, he was ranked 120th or something like that, and then went to 70 and then went to 60. And a lot of people now have him in the top 25 in the country. He just keeps getting better and better. A big-time rebounder, can score around the basket. Shot's getting better, too, but is one of those guys that everybody's going to enjoy because he just plays. He just keeps playing and keeps coming at you. And a unique young man, a fun young man. Mom and dad, great people, and they sacrificed him quite a bit because they sent him to Montverde because they wanted him to get much tougher competition to help him develop. And it's difficult on them. They're not having their little boy there with them. And last year they won the state championship. They beat West Charlotte badly. I mean, they had them like 30 at halftime. They ended up being the sixth or seventh ranked team, high school team in the country in the USA Today High School Coaches Poll or High School Poll.
Coach, it seems like a deep class, a talented class, and a pretty balanced class. You've got some front court guys, some back court guys as well.
Yeah, I think so. You know, if we had another scholarship, we'd still be recruiting. So we're going to still be recruiting anyway because I think you should always do that to know what's going on. But I do think that we've got some guards, you know, because Cole's having such a great year and he has that ability. There's a phenomenal opportunity for him to go at the end of the year. I think that's what he'll do. And so with Caleb and RJ, it gives us two more point guards that I don't want to get in that rotation every year that I lose a point guard.
Sure.
You know, that kind of thing. And so, but I also love it when they do because it's like Kobe. I mean, my God, he had a great, great year for us. Cole has the same kind of year you would expect him to do that, and that means that Roy Williams has enjoyed the year a lot more.
So an exciting group of guys coming in next year, but a long way to go till then. We got a lot of stuff to deal with in 2020, and we got a lot of questions to get to. We'll start tackling those when we return to Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown at Chapel Hill. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, You can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit WellsFargo.com and search Card Design Studio or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, NA, all rights reserved.
Whether you're headed to work or out to the game, the Terrain Contact HT is designed for what you do. A premium highway terrain tire for light trucks and SUVs, the Terrain Contact HT is strong, durable, and quiet, with a focus on long tread life and exceptional wet braking. Featuring Traction Plus technology, the Terrain Contact HT provides the perfect balance between on-road durability and manners. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
Duke Energy, we're already building a more intelligent and innovative energy future with smart meters that give timely alerts so you can adjust your energy use and the control to pick your own due date so you can budget wisely. Discover new ways to save energy and money with smart meters. Just another way we're building a smarter energy future. Paid for by Duke Energy shareholders.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. For great offers on Ranger, go to buyfordnow.com or visit your Carolina Ford dealer today.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
Always fun to be talking Carolina basketball, especially when it's with the head coach of the Heels. That's what we're doing tonight till 8 o'clock. I'm Jones Angel, along with the head coach of Carolina basketball. He, of course, is Roy Williams. We're going to get to your questions in a second. Reminder, new polls are out. Tar Heels up to number 5 in the country in the AP poll, number 4 in the nation in the coaches poll. Been a lot of movement in those polls here early in the season. Right now, Duke is number 1. Louisville comes in at 2nd in the country. Virginia at 7. So you got 4 ACC teams in the top 7 teams in the country. Florida State is receiving votes. They were actually ranked 26th. They're the first team receiving votes out of the poll. Virginia Tech also receiving votes. Other opponents for Carolina, and let me tell you, the schedule is about to get tough for the Heels. Gonzaga is ranked 8th in the nation. Ohio State is ranked 10th in the country. Oregon and Seton Hall, both of which are in the battle for Atlantis, which the Tar Heels will participate in. Oregon is number 11. Seton Hall is 13. Michigan, also in that event, is receiving votes. There are 2 ACC games going on tonight and underway. Virginia is hosting Vermont. Good Vermont team, 14-10. Virginia with the lead, about 8 minutes to go in the first half. That sounds about right for Virginia. And NC State doubling up Alcorn State tonight, 32-16. The Wolfpack with the lead, a little under 8 minutes to go in half number 1. All right, Coach, let's get to some questions. Amy sent this one in during the show via Twitter. She said she is so excited for the game in Carmichael against Wofford and wanted to know if you had a favorite memory or two from Carolina's previous playing days in Carmichael.
Oh, yeah. I'd say more than one or two. But, sitting here thinking, I think we beat Magic Johnson, Michigan State, yep. That they won a national championship there. That was a big-time win. We beat Indiana that won a national championship later in the season, and I think that was a big-time game for us. But probably the one that, as soon as you said it, the first game that came to mind was Virginia game when Michael stole the ball from Rick Carlisle and dunked it very hard, very fantastic, you know, ability and everything. Coach Smith was mad. He said, why didn't he just lay it up? I said, Coach, he doesn't miss many dunks. But we didn't want him to take that kind of chance at that point. But, You know, that's the first game that comes to mind is the Virginia game at that point.
Are you excited about that game? I know that Carolina can't play in there regularly, and I know there are some special circumstances that put the Tar Heels in there this year, but are you excited about being in there?
Well, we've always thought about it and talked about it a little bit, especially since we played there in the NIT opener in 2010 season when we had struggled quite a bit, to say the least, during the season, and it was a wonderful atmosphere, and I really enjoyed it. And we've talked off and on about wondering if we could do that every now and then, and Clint Walton and myself and Bubba, we've all talked about it, and this seemed like a good time to do it, and we'll find out. If we play well, it'll be great.
Yeah, sure.
If we don't play well, I'm going to blame Clint.
It'll be the last time that you guys play in there.
That's right.
Coach Tim in Burlington called in during the show, and understand that there's still one more opponent. Carolina plays Elon tomorrow night, but Tim was asking about the battle for Atlantis, what you hope to accomplish in those three games in Nassau.
Same thing we're trying to accomplish against Elon tomorrow night. Same thing we're trying to accomplish today. We're trying to get better. And, you know, games now, they matter because they go into your record. But, you know, I've seen some really good teams late in the year that weren't very good early. And I'm hoping that's what we are, because we're not very good. And hopefully we can get that way. So I think any experience like that will be good for you. Playing three games in 3 days against three quality opponents, I think will help us. It'll help us a heck of a lot more if we play well and win some of those games. But our mantra, we're talking about it every day, is let's get better, let's get better, let's get better.
That's the schedule for Carolina, by the way, in that battle for Atlantis. The first game is a week from tomorrow, Wednesday, November 27th. They will face Alabama. That is at 2:30 Eastern time. Then it's a three-day event. Carolina plays three consecutive days. Then they play, if they win, they play the winner of. If they don't win, they play the loser of Michigan or Iowa State. If Carolina wins, they play at 1:30. If they lose, they play at 6:30. Then there's also a game on Friday as well. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday over the Thanksgiving holiday next week. Carolina in that Battle for Atlantis event. A lot of good teams there. Certainly will be a great test for the Tar Heels and all the teams playing in that terrific early season event. We'll take time out, come back, more questions to get to. Reminder how you can get them in, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. That's the phone number. Keith is back in the studio. He'll take your call, get the question to us. You can shoot me a tweet, at Jones Angel, or you can put the question in the comment section below our broadcast on Facebook Live. We're halfway home here on the Tuesday, November 19th edition of Roy Williams Live from Learfield, IMG College.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game in the Smith Center on February 8th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434 between now and January 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, let's go.
Tar Heel fans, when shopping for your game day celebrations, don't forget to pick up your favorite variety of Lay's potato chips and Tostitos to tailgate like the Tar Heels. Tostitos and Lay's are an essential part of the game day tradition and a proud partner of Carolina Athletics. Whether you are at Keenan Stadium or hosting Heels fans at home, make sure Lay's and Tostitos are a part of your Tar Heels game day ritual. Go Heels!
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store. Plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Prepare to have your mind blown by Coke Zero Sugar with great Coke taste lasers.
Can we cut all that?
That's not going to convince anyone. Coke Zero is now Coke Zero Sugar, with great Coke taste. Some people were excited to hear the news. Some were skeptical. And none of this noise is going to convince you that Coke Zero Sugar has great Coke taste, because the only thing that'll make you believe that is trying it yourself.
And lasers!
No lasers. Ice cold Coke Zero Sugar. Try one today.
Back at Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown at Chapel Hill, Roy Williams live for a Tuesday, November the 19th. Went through some of this last night when we were here with Coach Brown, but wanted to reiterate this success for Carolina Athletics over the last, couple of days. We'll start off with field hockey. The 11th consecutive year that they are in the Final Four. That's incredible. They got there by topping Stanford 4-0. And then beating Iowa, really good game with a good Iowa team, 2-1 to advance to the national semifinals. The Tar Heels are now 21-0 on the year. They face Boston College in the national semifinal. The Tar Heels and Eagles have played twice this season, including in the ACC championship game. The other semifinal, also two opponents that Carolina has seen this season, Princeton against Virginia on the other side. That's coming up this weekend. Women's soccer, Carolina advanced to the round of 32, beat Belmont 5-0 this past Saturday in the round of 64. Tar Heels will see Colorado in their next match. That is Friday at 6 o'clock. The winner will meet up with the winner of Texas Tech and Michigan. Anson's squad now 20 wins, one loss, one tie. They are one of the four number one seeds in the NCAA tournament. And also want to mention women's basketball. They're 3-0 on the year. Their next action is against Elon on Friday night. And, Coach, we talked about Carolina's recruiting class. Coach Banghart just announced her recruiting class today as well. And the Tar Heels ranked in the top 15 nationally in their recruiting class, including picking up a big commitment yesterday from a five-star prospect. So exciting to see Coach Banghart doing a great job with the women's basketball program. Coach, let's get to some questions.
Yeah, just think how good we'd be in field hockey and women's soccer if we had good coaches.
Yeah, that's right. One day, Coach Shelton and Coach Dorrance will figure
Jesus
this thing
Christ,
out. 11 consecutive Final Fours.
If they knew what they were doing, we'd really be good.
So best of luck, certainly, to
that's
them.
Right.
They are national championship caliber teams this year. You certainly hope that they stay healthy and have success. Coach, let's get to some questions, and we'll start with our Cruisers question of the night. It is going to be from Katie, and Katie, you're going to get a $25 gas gift card courtesy of Cruisers, fountain drinks with chewy ice, guaranteed fresh coffee, high-performance gasoline. Cruisers, let's go. Katie saw that Justin Pierce scored his 1,000th point in Carolina's game against UNCW last week, and she says she's been impressed by Justin's play early on and wanted to know what impact you envision Justin having for your program when you signed him from William & Mary.
Well, he's a youngster we're asking a lot of right now, because you've heard me say this before. We have a point guard, and we have a 2-3. They do exactly the same thing. We have a 4-5, and they do exactly the same thing. So when you cross the line, you have to learn two different positions. So he's learning the 4 spot and also having to learn the 3 spot. But he does have some abilities, a unique young man, a really nice kid, probably too nice at times out there, but has an ability to rebound the ball, and in the Wilmington game shot it really well. He's not a consistently good shooter, but he has stretches where he'll make a bunch of them, and the rebounding part of it, I think, is going to be a big thing for us too.
It seems like, just from watching him, that he's settled into playing a little bit here over the last game or two compared to maybe the season opener.
I think, but each and every game he's got to get a lot better, because he's still not comfortable at all. I mean, it's he and Christian both, probably Justin leading a little bit more than Christian, is, you know, a little more hyper, and, you know, Christian's sort of laid back and wacko as he can possibly be, so he's handling a little bit better. He's just not playing as well, but Justin's looking for too many mistakes instead of enjoying the victories.
Coach, question via Twitter from Joseph. He says he's seen you everywhere recently. He knows how hard you're working. Wants to know, is this one of your favorite times of year or your least favorite times of year here early in the season where you're going so hard and so fast?
Oh, it's It's what it is. If you want to be successful, you got to get on the road recruiting. You got to practice. You got to do all those things. It's something I do take a great deal of pride in, trying to work as hard as I possibly can and try to take a good deal of pride in continuing to recruit. During the course of the season, I try to say and think that I work at recruiting hopefully harder than every other head coach. I tell kids all the time, I'm going to see you more than any other head coach. And most of the times I stick up to that saying, but it is something that every coach works really hard. And this is just a hard time period of the year.
Coach, we had this question last week, asked it for Coach Davis, but thought it'd be relevant to hold on to it and get your opinion on it about the 3-point line moving back. And if you think it has affected things early in the season, shooting percentages are down nationally. If you think that has something to do with it.
Well, I still think it's too small of a sample, you know, playing 3 games for us, and some teams have played 4 by now. But I do really want to look at it a great deal when you get to that 10 to 15 game schedule, because I think then all of a sudden, I took a statistics class at North Carolina, and I still remember that part of it. You got to have enough samples out there, but stands to reason. I think everybody in here that thinks they can shoot, they can't shoot nearly as well from a distance as they can if it's 16 inches closer or 17, sure, whatever the heck it is. So the deeper distance should make the percentages go down, and that would be fine with me, because we're going to try to get the ball inside and get fouled probably more than the other people anyway.
Coach, last thing before we take a break. This came from an 8-year-old Tar Heel fan. Her name is Caroline. She wanted to know, how do you decide what to wear on game day?
It's easy to tell you how to decide what not to wear.
Those get eliminated.
Those get the suits, especially if it's the first time I've worn. I've got one suit that's really nice, and I wore it one time against Miami 3 years ago, and I've never worn it since. And because we got our butts beat, you know, and that kind of thing. So the ones what choosing what not to wear is a lot easier. During the course of a season, if we happen to win a game on a location and we're going to play them back in the Smith Center, there's a great chance the same suit could come out. But a lot of times I just say, well, that one, I think that would look good, so I'll go ahead and do it. But there is some history in there. If we've already played somebody and won or lost, then you have some conversation. The rest of the time I just try to pick out something I think's okay.
Good question, Caroline. Yep. Thank you for your question. We're going to take a quick timeout. More to do with Coach after this from Learfield, IMG College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you. Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
When it comes to caring for champions, UNC Healthcare is in it to win it. With great expertise and the latest innovation, we're delivering compassionate care to keep every player in the game. From collegiate point guards attacking the rim, to neighborhood friends scoring in a pickup game, our entire team is here to care for you. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
We can't fix that 8 a.m. class or your cracked phone screen.
No.
But at the University of North Carolina system, we have fixed tuition for all North Carolina residents. That means when you start college, your tuition will not increase for 4 consecutive years while you earn your degree at any UNC System University. Learn more at affordableeducation.org. Affordable college for everyone. Produced with the U.S. Ed Gear Up Grant Funds awarded to the UNC System. P334S120003.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. For great offers on Ranger, go to buyfordnow.com or visit your Carolina Ford dealer today.
Hi, Tar Heel fans. It's Jones Angel for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You have to make more happen, whether they're in Chapel Hill or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Carolina Athletics.
Man, where has the time gone? We only have about 15 minutes left on the show tonight. Want to thank everybody who's here with us at Top of the Hill. Also, you should have received your Alumni Hall ticket that has a number on it. During the next break, if you're here with us in the restaurant, we're going to be, Coach is going to pull out a ticket number. And our giveaway today, we're just giving you straight cash, $50 gift card to Alumni Hall. Right down the road here on Franklin Street in the new Carolina Square. And so we're going to draw out a winner during the next commercial break. You should have received that if you're here with us in the restaurant. So find that ticket. We'll be giving that $50 gift card away during the next commercial break. Let's sneak in a question, though, before we get there. Coach Kimberly sent in this question about Andrew Playtech. She said Andrew has played, in her opinion, a big role for your team early in the season. And your thoughts on how Andrew has played for you coming off the bench?
Should I tell him what I just told you?
I'll leave that up to you.
Andrew's done well. Hasn't shot the ball nearly as well as I want him to shoot it. Hasn't shot the ball nearly as well as he wants to shoot it. And I think that we have several shooting drills. One of those is how many shots can you make in a five-minute period, and three out of every four have to be three-point shots. Mm. So you have 5 minutes, one ball, one rebounder, and the rebounder has to work really, really hard.
Yeah.
Rebound the ball, get it back to you. You shoot three straight threes, and then the fourth one's got to be inside three, and then you shoot three more. Andrew's made 75. Most of anybody on our team, the second most in anybody I've ever coached.
Wow.
And the last game, the last couple of days at practice, sometimes he gets it in his head and he's gone wacko on us. He can't throw it in the ocean from the shore. And so got to get through in this stretch here. But if he starts making shots, he's really going to be effective because he's a tough kid who tries to do the right things. And if his ball starts going in for him, it'll be a great help to us.
Coach Glenn sent in this question. Wanted to know if you have a specific scoring target. He says he understands it's more than the other team. That's the ultimate goal no matter what. But is there a scoring range that you feel like nets your team's traditionally the most wins?
Oh, I like 90 and 100. You know, we've only lost – somebody told me this because I'm not sure. You'll probably know. I think we've only lost two games in
scoring 100
when
more,
we scored 100. So, hell, I'll take that.
Pretty good percentage.
Let's try to get 100 every night then. But no, I want us to score at a fast pace. For us, offensively, we're trying to score. And also, with the really fast pace, hopefully at the end of the game, it's worn out the legs of some of the guys on the other team. And that makes a difference down the stretch.
You said a couple weeks ago with us, and I think you said in a press conference here early in the season as well, that scoring was a concern for you at least early in the season. How do you think things have gone so far in that regard?
Still the same thing. I've never had a team score this few number of points.
Right.
And it's not even close. And, I mean, we haven't played, you know, three teams in the top 10. We've played some other teams that we're more gifted than. And so we've got to do a better job. Guys have got to run in front of Cole. Cole's got 21 rebounds, defensive rebounds in the first two games, busted out on a break, and there's nobody down there running with him. And we got to get our post guys to try to get in the low post and give us an option to throw the ball inside. And if we do that, we're going to score a lot more.
Carolina did, just fast break-wise, have 22 points against Gardner-Webb in that scoring category, had 23 in the first two games combined on the season, so at least on the score sheet, ran a little bit better in that third game compared to the first two. We're going to take a timeout. If you're here with us in the restaurant, find your ticket. We're going to give away that $50 gift card to Alumni Hall. More to do with Coach Williams after this timeout. From Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Come in today for our bold, craveable chicken supremes. At Bojangles, we believe chicken tenders should be full of flavor. That's why we don't serve chicken fingers, strips, or nuggets. We serve whole breast tenders with a one-of-a-kind spice you can only find at Bojangles. Our Chicken Supremes are the best. How else do you think they got their name? Hurry in for a Chicken Supremes combo with your choice of fixin', a biscuit, and a drink. Bojangles. It's bow time, y'all.
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, NA, all rights reserved.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store. Plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
Back at Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. Just a little bit more. Well, we only have about 10 minutes left on the show. Hey, just a quick reminder about the upcoming radio schedule. We are really busy. Basketball tomorrow, 8:30 in the Smith Center, Carolina and Elon. Saturday, football, Keenan Stadium. That's a 3:30 kick, senior day against Mercer. That game is so close to selling out. If you don't have tickets and you're considering going, man, it'd be awesome to have every home game sell out this year for Tar Heel football. We'll be on the air 2:30, 3:30 kick. Mentioned the three games in Battle for Atlantis for basketball. That's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week. Dave Nathan will be handling play-by-play for that with Eric Montross. I'll be here with football next week. That game against NC State is next Saturday, 7 o'clock on the gridiron. Coach, let's sneak in another question or two here before we have to take a final break and look ahead to Elon. Jeff Stout sent this one in. Jeff wanted to know, he said he understands there's a lot of details to iron out, but your initial thoughts on the student-athletes benefiting financially from their image and likeness. Again, Jeff said he understands there's a lot of things that have to get figured out first.
Well, I've answered that on this show as well, but it's answered a lot of time. It hadn't changed yet. It's still early, too early for me to give you a great answer here because nobody knows what it's going to be at the end. I do have a strong feeling, and I've said this before, Peyton Manning, University of Tennessee, yeah. 50,000 jerseys sold with his name on it for $76 a piece.
Yeah.
And he didn't get 1 cent. That's not right. But I also think that student athletes are doing much better now than they were with the NCAAs getting more student athlete friendly, making it better. My players right now have it so much better than it was when Sean May played. And so I'm sort of sitting on fence, but I want to wait and see exactly what everything is going to be.
Coach, last one. This one came from Austin. He said he has noticed that Cole seems to be pretty good with the shot clock winding down. He's hit a couple of shots right before the buzzer goes off. Wanted to know who were some of the better players that you've had in those late clock situations, and do you think Cole falls into that category?
Yeah, I think he does. Marcus Page made two or three game winners,
yep.
Not just late shot clock, but two or three game winners. Rex Walters ahead at Kansas was phenomenal. Harrison Barnes made two game winners for us, I think, when time period he was here.
Yep.
Joel Berry was not afraid to take a big-time shot, including NCAA Final Four kind of atmosphere. But Cole has that ability to do those kind of things.
Yeah, Harrison had a run there in his freshman year.
Yeah.
He seemed to be
one of them was an ACC tournament against
Clemson.
And then I guess that next game, Z made one against Miami. I think that was in the same tournament. But so we've had some guys, but I think Cole's going to be right in that area.
We're going to take our final break, come back, look ahead to tomorrow night, Carolina in its final action before heading on the road to the battle for Atlantis, Tar Heels and Elon in the Smith Center. We're going to take this final commercial break, and we'll address the Phoenix when we return to wrap things up at Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill, in a Tuesday, November 19th edition of Roy Williams Live from Learfield, IMG College.
When it comes to caring for champions, UNC Healthcare is in it to win it. With great expertise and the latest innovation, we're delivering compassionate care to keep every player in the game. From collegiate point guards attacking the rim to neighborhood friends scoring in a pickup game, our entire team is here to care for you. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Come in today for our bold, craveable chicken supremes. At Bojangles, we believe chicken tenders should be full of flavor. That's why we don't serve chicken fingers, strips, or nuggets. We serve whole breast tenders with a one-of-a-kind spice you can only find at Bojangles. Our chicken supremes are the best. How else do you think they got their name? Hurry in for a chicken supremes combo with your choice of fixin', a biscuit, and a drink. Bojangles. It's bow time, y'all.
Prepare to have your mind blown by Coke Zero Sugar with great Coke taste lasers.
Can we cut all that? That's not going to convince anyone. Coke Zero is now Coke Zero Sugar with great Coke taste. Some people were excited to hear the news. Some were skeptical. And none of this noise is going to convince you that Coke Zero Sugar has great Coke taste, because the only thing that'll make you believe that is trying it yourself.
And lasers!
No, no lasers. Ice cold Coke Zero Sugar. Try one today.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store, plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game in the Smith Center on February 8th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434 between now and January 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, let's go.
All right, we've got 2.5 minutes left on the show. Again, thanks so much for being with us tonight. Next week here at Top of the Hill, we're done with our doubleheader weeks. We'll be here with Coach Brown on Monday next week. That is our final Mac Brown Live of the regular season. No Coach Williams show next week. The Tar Heels will be down in the Bahamas. Coach, I know you're torn up about that. I know you'd rather be here than the Bahamas, but... Coach will be back in a couple of weeks, and we will get into our regular Monday night slot with Coach Williams. There are a few times during the year that Carolina plays on a Monday night, and we'll move it to Tuesday. We'll let you know in plenty of time. before that. Just a quick score update on those two ACC games. Virginia leads Vermont at the half 24-18. State leading Alcorn State at the break 44-32. Coach, your team back in action tomorrow night, Smith Center against Elon. It is an 8:30 tip, and most importantly, an opportunity for your team to get out there on the court and try to get a little bit better.
As we said earlier, it's just let's get better every day at practice. Again, tomorrow night, we're more gifted as far as size and athleticism. It doesn't mean we're going to win because we've got to play better, but hopefully we'll get better during the game tomorrow night, and it's something we need to do because then next week you're all of a sudden talking about playing somebody that's completely different.
Yeah.
When you look at the teams we're going to play in Nassau, they completely look different compared to the kind of team we're going to play tomorrow night with Elon. And they'll fight like crazy, and they'll do a great job coaching them. Jonathan Holmes is up there on their staff right now. So it'll be a big game for them. So we've got to play, but the whole deal is let's get better.
Elon is 2-2 on the year at this point. Won their first two games, lost a couple of tough road trips, lost at Georgia Tech and then at Michigan. After that, as Coach mentioned, there is a Tar Heel tie with Jonathan Holmes being an assistant coach, Jonathan, a guard here in the late 1990s and early 2000s. Coach, great to see you again. Always appreciate your time. Look forward to seeing you back here at Top of the Hill in a couple of weeks.
Well, thank you. Thanks, everybody. I know it's been hard for some of you to hear tonight. I feel for you in there. That's all I'll say.
Coach, great to see you. A reminder about tomorrow night. It's 8:30 tip in the Smith Center. Radio-wise, we will be on the air at 7:30 for Carolina and Elon. Tar Heels heading to the Bahamas after that. For tonight, we say goodnight. Coming your way from Top of the Hill Restaurant and the latest edition of Roy Williams Live.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Top of the Hill, Roy Williams Live has been brought to you by Carolina Ford. Drive it like a Tar Heel. Drive it like a Ford. Check out the adventure-ready Ford Ranger at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Also brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, official sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.